ready?
Yes.
Put the thing on then.
God, you don't want much, do you? I tell you that.
Yes, you do tell me that, thank you.
You're right, Cecil.
Yep.
Okay, you don't sound like you're all right.
No, I'm absolutely, absolutely over the moon, thank you.
I'm not entirely sure that I believe that statement you've made at me. I hope you're not going to do some kind of lie to me, Sir Jeremy Krem. That's abhorrent. Oh, my goodness. No, I'll not go, okay. Stupid bloody drivers. Chavs. Idiot.
What's the matter with you?
I flashed at the fool. I thought, well, you know what? I'll be magnanimous and let him out. And he just stood there with his top off, staring at me like he was about to beat his wife. I'm sure he probably bloody did, though. I tell you, I'm bloody sure he probably bloody did, though. He looked like the type. Yeah, there's all these vehicles.
Yep.
Are you all right, Cecil?
Well, it's the Reader's Letter Special.
Readers?
I mean, listeners. What are they?
What?
Yes. I've gathered the purse bag together, and I've got a bunch of letters, or messages from the listeners, and we need to address some of them. Thank you very much.
All right. Go on then, I can't wait to read my fan mail. I'm Sir Jeremy Krem, I'm the best one.
Yes, right. First one is from Judith Yorkshire Watervan.
Right, hello Judith, pleasure to make your acquaintance. What can Sir Jeremy do for you?
She says, hello Radio Facts Randoms podcast.
Hello.
No, she can't hear you.
I know she can't hear me, but she can if she's listening to the podcast. Hello, Judith, whatever your name was. Already forgotten?
Yes. She says, I've been listening to your podcast now religiously for several years.
How does she do it religiously? Does she get down on her hands and knees on a little hard cushion and eat some bread and wine?
She may very well do that. We don't know. It's not specified. Anyway, she carries on. Please, I beseech you, stop wittering on about the cars, vehicles, traffic, and people you can see.
You're crying, Cecil?
No, I'm not crying. Thank you very much. It is of no interest to me or any other listener as to what kind of cars you're stuck behind, what speed they're going, and if you're struggling to get past a junction. It's bad podcasting at its best, and at its worst, it simply shows contempt you have for your listeners.
Are you sure you're not crying?
Let's talk about it.
Okay. Well, I say to you, whatever your name was, Tough Tittingtons, we're podcasting from in a vehicle, and that's all we can comment on sometimes. That's all there is to talk about. I don't want to talk about bloody Cecil's wartime stories, if I believe any of them. I don't want to necessarily tell you about my personal life. Excuse me, that smelt of snails. Sometimes the only thing we can comment on is what's happening directly to us now. Like, for example, oh look, someone's having a barbecue. Idiots. Chavvy idiots.
Yes. She says, can Paul please stop ogling women in the car? And we're not interested if you drive past a woman and she's considered busty by you. It's sexist, misogynistic, and quite frankly, I don't want to hear about it. Please do more podcasts about paranormal activities in vehicles. I love them. Also, Yorkshire Water is the best water possible. Please buy our new Plaid's plan. It was $49.99 a month. If you go with this price plan, you get a free water bottle that is actually doubles as a thermos flask. All the best, Judith, Yorkshire Water Van.
All right, I'll look into that, Judith. Thank you very much for the feedback. I say stick your feedback right up your crack, okay?
No, I don't think that's very nice to say to one of our dedicated listeners.
Well, I'm not bothered about that.
Oh. Right, well, I've got the next letter here.
Right, it says that one of my fan mails, I assume it is.
No, this one's written in capital letters and ballpoint pen, handwritten.
Oh, right. They're very enthusiastic.
Yes, it's from Brian Blessed.
Oh, Brian. I loved Brian. Glad you're listening. Told you you should. I'm sure you've enjoyed every moment of the podcast. More?
Yes. Well, it reads thus.
Hello! You don't need to shout at me.
Sorry, but I imagine he is not saying it quiet.
Well, you don't need to enunciate that out of it.
All right. It says, hello, I'm Brian Blessed. I've got a loud voice, big chin, and just the world's best beard. Don't look at pictures of my foot.
No, no, you don't want to look at that. I've seen that foot on a platter as women suckle at each toe in one of my naughty parties.
Yes. He continues, I have been listening for a long, lovely long time.
Right.
And it sickens and saddens me to hear your most recent podcast, The Taxi Driver Number 2, where you go to Torremolinos and Cristela 3.0.
What?
He says, I don't know who wrote the script for this podcast, but it's one of the most racist, offensive, and bigoted things I've ever had the misfortune to come into my ears. And I've had now Margaret Thatcher licking my ears.
Well, I don't think that's very nice to say.
Yes. He says he will not continue listening to the podcast if such values are promoted and put forth on the podcast. It upset him, it upset his Asian wife, and it upset his servants.
I really don't think Brian Blessed's got servants.
Well, that's what it says. I can only go what says on the letter.
Right.
What do you have to say for that, Sir Jeremy Cream?
Well, yes, I wrote this. Oh, it's so bumpy, that's all. I wrote the full script for the first part of that podcast. I don't think I went far enough, if anything. I think Paul's taxi driver chaff character, I think they think all that kind of thing's on far worse than what was said in that podcast.
Was it not satire?
What?
Well, could you not claim it was satire?
What are you talking about?
Well, that's what people do that say things that are offensive that have gone badly. They say, oh, it was a pastiche or a satire of right-wing comedy.
Oh, do they now?
Yes, I was holding up a mirror to show the disgusting values of the right wing, and thus by highlighting such issues and showing how abhorrent they are, therefore that's good, or something.
Right.
Is that what you were doing?
No, I just fucking hate the poor.
Oh, I see. I thought that was probably what was more likely.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Brian Blessed, but I tell you what, I wouldn't change a bloody word of it. Not a bloody word. I'd add more words to it if I could.
Yeah.
Anything else, Ezel?
I was just reading it, yes, it says, P.S., is it actually scripted or do you just make it up?
No. Do you want a little behind the scenes?
Yeah, why not? Well, I already know.
I know you know. That's not what I'm talking about. It's about communicating with the audience. But yes, the podcasts are tightly scripted and rehearsed. So much so, that's why they sound like such a conversational style. We spent 3 weeks. That's why it's taken so long to get more podcasts out, is because of the hectic schedule of Paul. Now he's working high up in the cafe industry. And me and Cecil have to write together, but I like Lennon and McCartney, aren't we, Cecil?
Who's that? Like Rod, Jane and Freddie of podcasting?
No, 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 don't say that. I'm far more edgy.
You're not edgy, you're just horrible. That taxi driver script was just... You went too far, I thought, numerous times.
Right, where specifically?
I don't even want to remember it.
You can't remember it.
I could do if I wanted to. I said something about hating women. Something about living in Abu Dhabi or something. I don't know what you were talking about. I was just happy to imagine I'd gone on holiday.
Yes, of course we hadn't. I would never, ever, ever set foot on the Spanish soil. Certainly not with your people. I wouldn't go anywhere near that.
Not even to the Spanish Riviera.
I don't know what that is. I would go to the Italian Riviera. I'd spend my holidays in Venice. Or I would go to the south of France. Or Switzerland. I wouldn't touch foot anywhere that would let you people in. I can't imagine walking down... You showed me pictures of where you went in Spain that time, 6 years ago, of those chav-riddled seafronts with people seling free bloody, what was it?
It was like syringes, but not medical, well, medical syringes, but not with a needle, full of tequila. And they would shoot them into girls, women's mouths to have them be boozed up and relaxed, and probably they have the way with them against the will, but they're so boozed up. It's just abhorrent.
Exactly. I wouldn't bloody catch myself dead there.
Well, not a problem. We can't afford to go on holiday, and you wouldn't come with us even if we did.
Too bloody right with that. I would go to bloody Semeritz, something like that. I don't know. You wouldn't be able to go there. Go skiing in the bloody Swiss Alps, break an ankle, and just spend the rest of the time gorging on fondue. Nom, nom, nom. Deliciousness.
Yes.
Do you have any more lettuce, Cecil? Please, Brian Blessed's put a sour taste in my mouth. Which is what he did when I sucked his foot.
Oh. Yes, we've got one from Anonymous. Oh, that's nice.
Right.
It reads thusly. Hello, I'm Anna Mouse. Oh, it's... All right, sorry, I thought it was anonymous, but her name's Anna Mouse.
Really?
Yes.
What does Anna Mouse say?
She says, hello, I love your podcast. How do you do? When? Oh, when will there be more music in it? You've not put music in a while. Thank you. I love you. Here's a picture of me topless. Oh, it's a man.
I'm not sure that is a man, Cecil.
All right. Well, who knows these days?
I'll let you answer this one, Cecil. You're the musician.
Oh, the greatest compliment you could give. Thank you, Sir Jeremy.
No problem.
Well, the simple answer there is, Anna Mouse, I don't know.
That's not very good. That wouldn't get you very far on question time. You'd be bored.
Would I?
Why haven't you put more music in it, Cecil?
I just can't be bothered, Sir Jeremy. I've got too little energy and too much to do these days.
The bloody hell do you have to do?
Those custard creams need putting on a platter for Paul when he gets home. There's the hoovering.
All right, there, Cecil.
Yeah, I'm still getting over a sore throat.
Yes, of course you are. When don't you bloody have a cold?
Christmas.
Right.
Yeah, there's just too much sad. Doodly do, I'm singing to you. Actually, the reason we don't have music in is Sir Jeremy Cream's fault.
Don't blame me for anything. What? Excuse me. Goose egg. Pardon me. That smells just like... Margaret Thatcher's daughter. I don't know what she's called. What are you blaming me for?
It was your Christmas album. Put me off doing music for such a long time.
Why?
Because it was so tedious.
You can't blame me for doing karaoke. Are you talking the first Christmas album or the second Christmas?
The one at Christmas that were released that nobody ever commented on, where we had you and your father died, and then the one at Paul's thing, and then just the worst songs.
Yeah, I tell you, because you played... Yeah, that was bad, because you little shit. I tell you why that's... But you little bastard, can't believe you're trying to frame me like this. Stitch me right, bloody up, you shit. The reason my singing was so bad on that album, Cecil, is because you got me around on the morning of the 6th of December, you little bitch.
How rude.
No, piss off. The morning of the 6th of December, you had a computer, a microphone, and nothing else in the house, and you literally had me standing there singing while you moved house around me. Idiot. I couldn't believe it. I had to do one take, and then one other take on if I had to overdub a song while you all sang around me. It was the most embarrassing, ill-rehearsed musical session of my life. I've got a beautiful singing voice. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight.
Yeah, all right, thank you. Yes, I apologise for that. But, you know, still doesn't get past the fact that it really upset me of how bad product we put out. Must have been terrible.
Oh, you're still sad because nobody commented on it.
I thought at least people would have enjoyed hearing Pastor Dave and how your father fell down the stairs to death.
Yes, I thought that too, but there's no accounting for taste. Cut that out, Cecil.
What?
Pinching me. Why are you pinching me?
Trying to get you to stop talking about it. Don't want to talk about it.
Okay, do another letter then. Thank you, Anna Mouse.
Yeah.
Anything?
I'm just looking through my emails. I've got so much spam. You want to go shopping at Currys? Get Hoover's with 4% off.
I wouldn't bother wasting my money for 4% off. Don't even bother me with that pathetic discount. I want 40% off to begin with. And then I'll haggle you down to 60% off.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure you would. Oh, I'm just looking at the phone, seeing if we've got any texts in.
And do we have any texts on your hotline?
No. Oh, never mind. Well, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Have some live correspondence on air.
On air?
Well, in the recording.
True. What the bloody hell is going on here now with this Ford?
I told you, please don't commentate on other vehicles.
Look at that old boy over there. What on earth is that contraption?
It's some kind of device. It looks like his Hoover in his driveway. The lunatic! You don't need to Hoover driveways, do you?
I get bloody McQuimbottle to Hoover them every Michaelmas. Well, before Michaelmas.
Look at this old boy. What's he doing?
He's giving that verge a haircut.
Oh. It's because it's a fun spring season. I've put the blower on, Sir Jeremy.
I didn't give you permission to be playing with my dashboard. High bloody day, or...
I'm so sorry.
Those buttons are just for me to touch. If you find an ejector seat, and you propel yourself out, don't come running to me.
All right, I won't do. Right then, we've got another letter here from Janice Yorkshire Water Van. Oh, must be the sister of the other one.
Bloody hell. That whole family must sit round like it's watching with mother and listen with the Yorkshire Water Vans. Listening with the Yorkshire Water Vans.
No, maybe. I'd like to think them sat round a record player listening to Radio Facts Random's podcasts.
Do you put it out on vinyl?
Yes, it's available for the very bespoke pipe price of $69.69. It comes out on vinyl once every 6 days. Just one pressing, and so far, Paul's the only one that's bought every single one, which is annoying because we don't have a gramophone.
Oh, right, I've got a gramophone from 1832.
All right.
Well, my grandma's phone from 1832.
That can't be possible. The phones didn't exist then. Alexander Graham Bell didn't invent them.
Didn't invent televisions.
Look, we're getting sidetracked. Let's get back to Janice Water, Yorkshire Water Van. It simply says, oh, hello, I'm Janice Yorkshire Water Van.
Well, on, Cecil.
Yes, I am doing.
Go on, then.
I've noticed in your podcast, sometimes you go silent for a few seconds, and then another character prods your person who's speaking to say, go on, then, what's happening there?
Well, go on, Cecil.
Yes, thank you. As we say, they're all very tightly scripted, but sometimes some of us forget our lines and we have to pause for a few seconds to try and think of what we've got to say next. It's a sawing tactic and nobody would ever notice if we didn't say it.
Yes. You're the worst for it, Cecil.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. I tell you what, though, Cecil.
Yes?
I tell you bloody what. What I bloody tell you is this.
All right. And that's another stalling tactic. Is the belching, the phlegm, the panic and the vomits.
Yes. There's a lot to remember and you can't read it in the car, otherwise you'd throw up. So you have to just take a little moment and nobody's on the wiser.
Yes. Janice goes on to say, do you want to buy some essential oils? I produce them myself and flavour them with natural flavours. Simply shop on my online store at amazon.co.uk/stinkyminge.com.
What?
Well, that's just what it says, look.
I can't read, I'm driving. Do I have any texts yet?
Let me just check. No, still no texts.
Oh, it's so phlegmy, Cecil.
Yes, I absolutely am that. And that can't be helped.
All right, Cecil.
Yes. Right, do we have... Well, we've got some more letters here. This is from... Oh, Miss Armitage, Biddy and Berry.
Oh, right. What do they want from me? I haven't got anything else I can give them.
Well, let me read the letter. Hello.
Hello?
No, that's what it says in the letter.
Oh, I see that.
Yes. Hello. It's the Biddy and Berry... duo here.
Right. Do you want me to respond, Cecil, to this?
Well, not particularly. It's a letter.
Right.
We've been wondering for some time now, what is the deal with Victor?
What do they mean?
That's all they say. And then there's some lipstick marks on the bottom. At least I assume that's lipstick marks.
Right? What do they mean? What's the deal with Victor?
Well, tell them all about him.
Okay. As my great-grandfather's ventriloquist dummy. Locked him in a box for a long time. He got possessed by, like I say, a chaos demon who was very, very left-wing. Sometimes I bring him out with me. Sometimes he sits himself on my hand, and I can't get that little shit off my hand. Luckily, today he's not with me. And I believe he's powered entirely by hate, social justice, and various bodily fluids. The more solid fluids, the better. He likes various levels of viscosity. Right.
How does he feel about Christmas?
He hated your Christmas special.
Well, let's not go over this again, please.
Well, you seem to have triggered something there, that's all.
No. You just never know what's going on, do you?
What do you mean?
Well, it's hard to know if people are enjoying the pot.
All right. Stop bloody going, oh, woe is me. Pity me, Cecil. I know where you're going with this.
What?
You're going to moan that you don't know if people like the podcast or not, if they don't comment on them, and you assume if they don't comment on them, then they don't like it and they're not interested. People are very, very busy. Especially when what you bloody do, I tell you what you bloody do sometimes, you bloody idiot. What you bloody do is you put podcasts out at Christmas on bloody, I tell you, put them on out on bloody Christmas Eve or whenever, as people have got gymkhanas, parties, and various social gatherings to go to. They don't have time to listen to your trivial piffle. Nobody wants to listen to it on Christmas. They've got things to do. Do you know that the... What's that film you're always going on about?
A Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Yeah, people might be... Whoa, it's bumping. People might be watching that. That was far more interesting than you rattling on about bloody Krampuses or something in the North Pole, or Paul singing out of kit, or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. Look, that man's an alcoholic.
All right, that'll be nice, see?
Sorry, he was just drinking whiskey in public. I think that's something I should look down my nose at.
Yeah, well, that's not very nice, is it?
I'm not generally a very nice person to those under me. Why should I be?
Well, I think that's what Judith Yorkshire Watervan was going on about. Why you keep mocking those beneath you?
That wasn't Judith's question.
Well, whoever.
I mock the poor. I hate them. Those less fortunate than myself need to be looked down upon and taken down a notch before they start thinking above their bloody station. Know what level you're at. You're a common worker drone, and you should bloody well stay that way, I tell you what.
Right. Well, I hope that answers your question, Miss Armitage Biddy and Miss Armitage Berry.
Any texts yet, Cecil?
No, nothing yet. Oh, hang on. No, sorry, it was a smudge.
Right. Oh, look, lesbians.
Shut up. Right, this next question is from Scania Ministerly Motors, Shrewsbury, Shropshire.
No, that's the address, you moron.
Oh, so it is. It's from Terence Trent D'Arby.
Right.
It simply asks, would you be a lesbian given half a chance?
What?
I don't know, that's all it says.
Are you sure? Turn it over.
Oh, right, here's a... Sorry. That must just been a note he wrote on the back.
I thought it was an old question.
Yes, he says, hello, I'm Terence Trent D'Arby. Yes, that one from the olden days. You're always banging on about transgender issues. What's that all about, then?
Well, it's something to do with people who don't feel comfortable in their own body, I think. They think they're the wrong gender. I don't fully understand it. I don't agree with it in the slightest.
No, Sir Jeremy, I think he means why do we keep bagging on about it?
I don't bag on about it.
Yes, you do. You're the only one that brings it up. You keep on bringing it up. None of us care. It's just you. You can't get wrap your head around it.
You can't even bloody say transvestite anymore, I don't think.
Who said that?
I read it on gbnews.com.
Right. You can say whatever you want. There's no laws against it. We've had this conversation numerous times. Stop bringing it up, Sir Jeremy. You're obsessed.
I'd just like to know what it's like to wear some leggings.
Well, wear some leggings then.
No, I'd become a la-di-da dandy boy, wouldn't I, if I did that?
Goodness gracious.
Oh, look at the state of that woman.
Oh dear, she looks a bit dishevelled. She's a bit worse for wear.
Good job your son's not here. You can see every nipple on show there, my goodness.
No, she's just wearing a polka-dotted jumper. Oh, right.
Any other questions from texts?
Yes, I've got a text from Paul.
Oh, right, he's written in, has he?
No, it says, where are you? You haven't picked me up yet.
We weren't picking him up, you said. We've driven all the way across the town. I'm not going back there now. What?
We were supposed to pick him up. I thought you said he was getting a lift home from Pastor Dave.
What are you doing with that one finger prodding at the screen?
I'm texting Paul.
You don't text with one index finger. Use both thumbs. Go for it.
Don't be ridiculous. You've got to look. You've got to put your glasses on the end of your nose. Look down your nose through your glasses. And tap, tap, tap your phone with your index finger, looking confused and a little bit frightened.
Oh, sorry, I forgot you're frightfully old. Most modern people use a couple of thumbs and go at it. Tappity, tappity, tap, tap. What are you saying to him?
I said, hello, Paul.
Right. Is that it?
That's as far as I got.
Right. What are you going to say to him?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll just do it secretly and privately.
Right. Do we have any other video messages or audio messages or any other messages or questions? Or simply comments?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Cecil?
Absolutely.
Cecil?
Just give me a minute.
Don't you bloody snap at me, you little shit. I'll give you something to snap about.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'll click my fingers at you, like you're a waiter, and I need to get to attentions.
Well, not listening. There we go. Done. Sent.
What did you say to him?
I said, we're not picking him up. You told us not to. Thank you. Goodbye. Yours sincerely, Cecil Thax.
I don't think you need to be that formal in a text message. Just do some emoticons of some hands waving and a thumb going backwards as if to say, hop it, sunshine. Make your own bloody way around Biddeton.
Well, if he's going to walk, that'll do him good.
Yes.
Right, I've got a question here or somewhere on this post-it note from Margaret, my wife. Oh, what does she say? Pick up milk. Shit. Sir Jeremy, I need to go to a supermarket.
No, we're not going to a supermarket. I'm taking you directly to your house. Then I'm going home because it's Quail Egg Tuesday.
How many quail's eggs do you eat, Sir Jeremy? Question there from Cecil Thax.
I bloody love quail's eggs. They're tiny, they're delicious. You can get one or two in each cheek and just let them dissolve over time.
Is that why your breath absolutely stinks of eggs?
Yep, of course it is. I'm full of egg now. I had a bloody... I What did I... Oh, I had a bloody... Oh, come on now. What is it? Ostrich. That's what I had for breakfast. Little ostrich egg and soldiers. Although mine weren't soldiers, of course. They were admirals, generals. You just have to upgrade your ranks. Yeah, I'm not dipping a private in my egg, if you know what I mean. I'm not talking about bread there. I'm talking about a general. What? Have you ever put your penis in an ostrich egg? Yes, twice. Did you enjoy it? Nope. Too much shell. Right. Why did you have an ostrich egg?
I'd rather not say that.
Bit weird, okay. Any more questions, Hazel?
Yes, I've got a question from heavy traffic building up on the A1039.
You say the A1039.
No, you don't. You say A139.
What is it? Shut up. What? You have a question from a road?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you like flapjack?
Really? There's a barrel there and you've scraped the bottom of it fairly recently, haven't you, Cecil? You're telling me we haven't got any letters whatsoever?
Yes, I'm telling you that, thank you. Nobody writes in. We never advertised we were doing this.
Well, that's not my fault, is it?
Tis a little bit. You never told me you wanted to do this. All right.
Nope, I'm frustrated now with your...
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
There's a car at the back trying to overtake. It pulled out and then just sat in the other road and then didn't pull in front of me. Ah, idiot. It obviously knew I was better than it.
Shut up going on about what's happening on the road. Nobody cares. It's like watching a film and then being told about what's happening on the street outside.
Oh, I'd find that fascinating. I've never lived next to a street. I can't imagine what horrors it would be like to look out of your window and be able to see society walking past with all their shades, colours, creeds and God knows what.
Right, well... It can be a living nightmare sometimes.
I bet it bloody can. I'd hate to be that close to humanity.
Yes. They are abysmal.
I once saw the public come onto my property. 2002, I think this was. And I just released the horses. I said, oh no, what a shame. The horses have got out. But they had, I'd let them out. They trampled some gypsies. I thought it was deeply ironic.
Oh, Sir Jeremy, no you didn't.
Maybe I did, maybe I didn't.
See, a team van.
No, it's not. What's that?
Never mind. Paul's furiously, oh dear, is very angry. He sent me a lot of emoticons of an angry face with a small nuclear bomb going on over its head. I think he's furious.
Jesus Christ, that man behind us is ugly. Oh, it's my reflection. I thought it was Adrian Childs.
Right, and was it?
That might have been, I don't bloody know. Why would he be behind me, coming to look at my house and do some financial... What was the money programme he did?
What?
Adrian Childs, I used to watch it religiously.
Are you talking about?
Working Lunch, that was it.
All right, you used to watch that over lunchtime, did you?
Yes.
You know what Paul used to watch over lunchtime when he was 17?
Miami Vice?
No, Sesame Street.
Get knotted.
Yeah. So religiously, him and his fat friends would watch it. Over lunchtime, they'd come home for the snacks, nibbles and treats. and then they would watch Sesame Street. And then of an evening after school, he'd come home, 17 years old, and he'd watch Tots TV.
Why? Why wasn't he getting a job or a paper route or something like that? I don't know.
Because he's a lazy fat blimp.
Oh, dear. Why did you allow such a thing to happen under your roof?
What am I going to do?
Turn it off? Beat him? Tell him to get out, get a job?
He was a school student. He'd come home awfully tired from a hard day learning simple maths. Oh! I'm not going to tell him what to do with his life.
Well, maybe if you'd done that, you wouldn't be ended up with what he is now.
Oh, come on now, don't be so rude. He's had a lovely time working in as a waitress.
I'm not a waitress, you idiot.
No.
He's a waiter. A male waiter. Well, is he a waiter? Or is he just a serving wench?
Again with the transgender.
Oh, just being jocular to you, that's all.
Right.
Here you go. Get out of my car. That was tedious.
Yes it was. Bye-bye. Right, and the last lad to hear from Gillian Hepworth.
Right. Hello, Gillian.
She says, what's your best kind of haircut?
Mine is smart, slick back, greased, but with very expensive greased products. Is that all yours?
Well, at the moment, I'm sporting my ginger toupee to try and make myself feel better. It's madcap, a bit like Donald Trump, but ginger. And it covers my ears to keep them warm.
You look ridiculous. And a bit like a clown.
Yeah, I know. But I feel fun.
You don't sound fun. You sound like a right bloody shower of shit.
Yeah, thank you.
Any others?
No, we only got those letters.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
Well, what can you do?
Do it again. Hello, every podcast person. Feel free to write in to us and ask us questions or comments. And we will do another reader's bag just as soon as we've got more than no comments. Thank you very much. This has been Sir Jeremy Cream. I am the best one.
You're not the best one. I'm the best one.
You can barely even say the best one, you croaky bastard.
No. You're so rude to me sometimes, sir. I find your chat what's the word I want?
You're so thick you don't even know what words you want to say.
Yeah. Disrespectful.
Well, I have no respect for you, Cecil. That's why. I've got more respect for that Ford taxi driver in front of you.
Please don't start talking about cars again.
It's a Ford. It's red, but it doesn't have any marking as to what the make and model of it is.
You said it's a Ford.
I meant model, not make. Sorry about that.
Right. It's a private hire car.
Well, that's really buggered up. Mrs. Yorkshire Water van, she hated that, I bet. Bet she turned off then.
Right, let's do the best bit now.
My name's Sir Jeremy Crim. My life's a living dream. I hope that you don't find what I'm saying too obscene.
Oh, all right, you're still working on your musical?
Yep. Musical will be out in 2029. And yours is Paul Fax.
I'm Cecil Fax.
Oh, apologies. Yours is Cecil Fax. And I think that you tracked shit in through my best back bedroom.
I did. I stepped in one of your peacock poos and it was on my loafers and I walked it through. Sorry about that, Sir Jeremy.
Yep. Disgusting. Right, let's try and get through Cream Country without running over an oik. Little shits. I hate them. I don't know why Miss Prendergast has got her kids running around here. Makes her sick. Makes you vomit. Come on, then. Help me reverse, little bastard. Oh, sorry. You want me to do? Do the gears. I can't be bothered using my wrists. No. Very delicate. Not weak like you've got, just delicate. Not powerful at the moment.
Why?
Oh, I couldn't possibly tell you what I got up to on the weekend. I barely move my fingers.
No, Sir Jeremy.
No.
Mm. What? Thought you weren't talking to me? Blech.
Not with the voice of the taxi driver, thank you. Are you aware of how much flack we've had from that podcast?
I didn't write it.
Yeah, but you starred in it. You could have protested and said, no, thank you, Sir Jeremy. I'm not saying those abhorrent things. Why don't you stand up to this gentleman?
But I stand up to him. What are you talking about? How dare you, Tittle? How dare you say that to me? You were the one that encouraged you to do podcasts. Eh? Yeah? Hmm? Don't come at me with your social outrage. You put it out, you could have said no. You could have said, oh, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not putting that out. You're one of the executive producers. You could have put your foot down.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't have let me do it. You should have said, Cecil, this is Russell Brand all over again with the man from Manuel from Only Fools and Horses.
Not Only Fools and Horses, that is Faulty Towers.
Well, whomever. You know, Jonathan Ross giggling in the background. That's the same kind of situation, my son.
We're all complicit in putting it out, Cecil.
It's disgusting, abhorrent.
Well, it's done now. Delete it. I suppose you could take it down. The complaint's that vehement?
No complaints. No one's mentioned anything about it. It's almost as if we put it out there to no fanfare whatsoever.
That's not true. Miss Armitage Biddy shared it on Facebook.
Well, that's true.
And some people did that like button thing that they do on Facebook.
Yeah, well, that's it, though.
Oh, so what? You can't have everything be met with fanfare, applaudits, applause, awards, you know, just because we haven't won a BAFTA yet.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for that. I thought we would have had a BAFTA 200 podcasts ago.
Yeah. Do you ever think maybe we should stop doing this, Cecil?
Every day, Paul.
Yeah. And yet, here we are. Podcasting, recording just the most tedious conversation, Cecil.
Well, we tried with the taxi driver podcast. Do something different.
Yeah, you did something different, but then you let Sir Jeremy Cream run away with it. Just because his right-wing views align with that of most taxi drivers. You know, it's not good.
We wanted to hold a mirror up to those kind of views. Show how abhorrent they are.
Yeah, whatever, Cecil, but your audience is already left-leaning, mostly. Why do they need to see such mirrors being shown at them? You got nothing to say to that, have you? It's like an echo chamber of liberality.
That's not a word.
Might be. You don't know all the words. Cecil, you didn't even know the word anti-disestablishmentarianism until someone told you about it.
Have you ever used that word in a genuine sentence?
Just then, Cecil, that was a genuine sentence. You weren't imagining it, were you?
No, but you were using it as proof that nobody uses such a ridiculous word.
Yeah, that's true. I bet Jeremy Corbyn could use it. Something about anti-establishment terrorism, isn't it?
I haven't got a clue what it means.
Like you didn't understand what reciprocity means.
I don't know all the words. We've both come to that conclusion. I never claimed to know all the words.
I thought you did. I thought that's what you were blathering on about. don't know what I was talking about.
I said a word and you said it wasn't a word, but you see, you admit yourself, you don't know. It could be a word.
Yes. You're all right, my boy.
Yeah, I'm all right, that's all.
How's work?
Is that right, that's all.
You done anything nice at work?
Clive's been making fairy cakes today, because we've got some children's pageants coming up for the spring and summer holidays. So he's made some fairy cakes, some light, delicate, spam-based mostly. You got your cake batter, then you've got your flecks of spam. It's like a fairy cake crossed with a blah, blah.
What?
Crossed with a blah, blah,
yeah. Oh, I see. Savory fairy cakes.
Yeah.
Are they nice?
What do you think? You got your icing, your cake mixture, your chunks of processed meat. What's not to love about it, Cecil? Please tell me that.
The tastes, the textures.
No, it's delicious. Oh, no.
You're right.
I'm not getting another cold, Emma Cecil. I've had 74 this year so far. No. So what would Cecil? Sick of being snotty.
Yes, well, at least you haven't got a snotty body.
Oh, no, there's nothing worse than that, Cecil. Dripping out of you like some kind of aggressive phlegm-based anus.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it is disgusting. That's what happens, though, isn't it, when you get poorly?
Yeah, I still like it.
Clive's been making savoury, not savoury, the opposite of savoury, sweet sausage rolls.
What's that?
It's a sausage roll pastry, yeah, with a sausage in it. So it's essentially a sausage roll. But also, he's got piped in the middle where the sausage is, icing, buttercream, that kind of thing. Frosting, whatever the Americans call it, something like that.
And is that delicious?
No, it's amazing.
So it is delicious.
It's more than delicious, Cecil. You've got your sweets, you've got your savouries all in one delicious pastry flap. It's phenomenal. He's charging £3 for them. And he's striping... Whoa, Cecil!
Sorry!
He's striping it like toothpaste. Some's mint-flavoured. So it's like your Aqua Fresh sausage roll.
Is the sausage in the sausage roll just the cheapest quality meat possible?
Yeah, it's mostly just porridge, as far as I can tell, with just a hint of pork. Trotter.
Oh, I love a trotter meat. Give me a trotter, give me a tripe. It's what we had in the war, Paul.
Yeah. Sounds vile.
Well, you say that, but you like eating hot dog sausages.
Yeah. Yeah.
About those meatballs that you like, those incredibly processed meatballs.
What about them?
Oh, no, no, I've forgotten where I was going with this.
Oh, right. I see.
What's that smell?
Brushed my teeth this morning. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Of course I can. There's too many vehicles.
Yeah, all right. All right, Cecil. Keep your tits calm. Stop them going chaotic. It's fine. You just adjust.
Yeah.
I have to panic so much about on the roads.
What's this Muppet doing?
I don't know. He's doing a full-on power reverse for some reason. Oof. What are we doing, Cecil?
I'm taking you to Tesco's.
Oh, no, I don't want to do shopping. I want to go home, Cecil. I don't want, please don't make me do shopping.
Yep, your mother's laid up.
She laid up with now.
She's having another menopause.
How many menopauses can one woman have?
I don't know, six so far.
I'm sure she just says that when she wants to get out of doing work.
Are you saying that women just claim that menopause is bad?
No, not women, just mother. She's a lazy cow. She's a Thax, after all. There's all inbuilt laziness with the Thax clan. You know this, little. Lost satellite
reception. Well, I've lost the satellite reception.
Can I just have a sit down for just 2 minutes, Cecil, please? Why don't we
just sit in silence, listen to the sounds of a underground car park?
I've got the noise cancelling on the new microphone, Paul. You won't be able to hear anything, I hope. Let's listen. You're making that stupid noise for?
What noise?
You're going mer all the time.
I'm not going mer, it's just what noises come out of my body as the various flaps and folds deflate as I relax.
Stupid.
What, you got a new microphone for, Cecil?
Well, you heard your taxi driver podcast. Sounded like a dog was sniffing at the microphone through half of it. This one's hello. This one's magnetic, Paul. It just clips onto anything.
Right, and?
What do you mean, and? I think that's phenomenal. Hello. I've got a button on it.
What does that button on it do, Cecil? Will you push it?
Let's turn the noise cancelling off, Paul.
Now, can you hear the sounds of the car park? No. Please put the noise cancelling back on, Cecil.
Right, there we go.
I did a Trump, Cecil. I don't think you would have heard.
No, I can smell it. Oh, my goodness, what is that?
Please don't retch, Cecil. You set me off, Cecil.
What is that scent that's come out of your guts?
I had all those cheese footballs.
Stop.
I had the box of cheese footballs that I found from Christmas at the back of the cupboard last night.
Stop it.
Sorry. They were very, 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 very soft. I still ate them, though. Oh, it would be savoury if you dipped them in peanut butter.
All right, cheesy peanut butter deliciousness, was it?
It was for a bit, and then my guts decided to say no, thank you.
Come on, you can't keep putting this off, Paul.
No, all right, then. Let me know.